Okay, today's daf was Erev and Daf Zayin. In yesterday's daf, the Gemara said that when dealing with an L-shaped mavoi in the town of Narda, the Rabbanan accepted the stringencies of both Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara asks, do we follow two chumras from opposing opinions? After all, somebody who follows chumre beshamay and chumre beshilel is considered to be a ksil b'choshech olech, a fool who walks in the darkness. So parenthetically, the Gemara asks how the Braisa can at first say halachik beshilel, we pass like beshilel, and then say harotzalasus could Beshamay, so that anybody who wants to follow Beshamay can do so. So to that, the Gemara gives three answers. First, Kan Kodem Baskel, Kan Liachar Baskel. Before the Baskel told us to follow Beis Hillel, as we learn about later on in Daf Yud Gimel, we were allowed to follow Beshamay. But after the Baskel, we have to follow Beis Hillel. Second, those who listen to a Baskel have to follow Beis Hillel. But the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that in Mashkichim Baskel would hold a person can follow Beshamay. Third, really, we always have to follow Beis Hillel. When the Braisa said you could choose which opinion to follow, it was using the names of Beshamay and Beis Hillel as an example for when we're faced with the machlokas between different Tanaim and Amoraim. But in an actual machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, of course you have to follow only Beis Hillel. Now back to the question of how we can follow two opposing chumras, the Gemara gives two answers. First, really both chumras would have been recommended by Rav himself, since when Rav was lenient to not require building a door at one end of a mavim mafulash, that was halacha vein morin kein. He said that theoretically, but in halacha lemaisa, he would have required a door also, just like Shmuel did. Second way of dealing with it is even if it was meant as a practical halacha that you don't have to build a door, we can still follow two chumras as long as they don't contradict each other, as in the case of the L-shaped mavoi. An example of two chumras that contradict each other would be the machlokas about how much of a skull or spine must be missing in order for them to lose the ability to be metame a person through tumas ol, and in order to consider a person who has that amount of bones missing a treifa. If you hold like Beis Hillel in terms of defining a deficient skull for tuma, we have to hold like Beis Hillel with regard to defining a person who has deficient bones in the same measure for treifa as well, because the two halachos are completely dependent on each other. Now, even though we know that Rabbi Kiva once followed two contradictory chumras by treating an esrog that was picked on Echad Bishvat of the third year as both a second year fruit, based on Beis Hillel, who holds that the new year for fruits only begins on Tu Bishvat, and as a third year fruit, based on Beis Shammai, who holds that the new year for fruits is on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and the difference between the second year fruit and third year fruit is whether it's Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, so Rabbi Kiva did like both chumras. That was only because Gamrei Estapikle. He wasn't sure which date Beis Hillel held and which Beis Shammai held. Had he known what Beis Hillel holds, he certainly would have just followed Beis Hillel and taken Maaser Sheni from it like a second year fruit and not Maaser Ani like a third year fruit. Amar Vidam Rav. Even though we learned the Machlokas yesterday about how to fix a Mavi that opens to Rosh Hashanah on both sides, everyone agrees that if one side opens to fields, there is no need for doors to be built. Instead, a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a Lech Yikor on the other would be enough. Rav Yosef added in the name of Rav Yehuda alone, not in the name of Rav, that if the other end of the Mavoi opens to an unused plot of land, Ein Tzorach Klum. It doesn't need anything on the opening to the empty plot, just a Lech Yikor at the end that opens to the Rosh HaSarabim. Abaye comments that Hada Rav Yehuda de Shmuel hi. This last comment of Rav Yehuda must have been said in the name of Shmuel and not Rav, because it contradicts Rav on two points. First, Rav holds that a mavoi shenifretz b'milua l'chatzer v'nifretz l'chatzer kenegdo, when the back of a mavoi opens into a chatzer and the back of the chatzer is opened directly into Rosh HaSarabim, it is usher to carry in the mavoi, presumably because you can see straight through the back of it to Rosh HaSarabim. This is against what Rav Yehuda said about a mavoi that opens into an empty plot, which opens into Rosh HaSarabim, not requiring any fixing, even though you could see straight through into the Rosh HaSarabim. The second point that Rav seems to be going against Rav Yehuda is from the fact that Rav Yehuda chose a case of an empty plot of land, of a ruchava. It seems that he holds that a mavoi that empties into a chatzar is problematic even if the chatzar does not open into Rosh HaSarabim. Rav, however, only had a problem carrying in a mavoi that opens into a chatzar when that chatzar empties into Rosh HaSarabim. Rav Sheshes, however, explains that it doesn't necessarily go against Rav, because Rav only said it's also to carry in the mavoi when it did not join the chatzar in an eruv, so the mavoi is breached into a makoma asulo, a place that you're not allowed to carry to from the mavoi. Had it been opened into an empty plot of land, which is not a makoma asulo, Rav would agree with Rabbi the statement that it's mutter to carry in the mavoi.